From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. Secretary of State puts forth a last-ditch effort for Mideast peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday launched a last-minute bid to preserve the broad outlines of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, which he warned was in serious jeopardy. In a speech at the State Department, Kerry also defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements on Palestinian territory. The vote at the UN was about preserving the two-state solution, said Kerry. That's what we're standing up for, Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state. As far as the two-state solution is concerned,
the two-state solution is the only way to achieve a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, living in peace and security with its neighbors. It is the only way to ensure a future of freedom and dignity for the Palestinian people, and it is an important way of advancing United States interests in the region.
Israeli leaders, as well as both Democratic and Republican lawmakers in the United States, have slammed the move in the United Nations, saying the United States is failing to stand up for Israel, its longtime ally. However, Kerry on Wednesday rejected that criticism, saying that Israel will always be a close ally, but that the settlements are a major obstacle to a future peace deal. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey and Russia are reported to have agreed on a ceasefire plan for Syria and are working to make sure it goes into effect at midnight. The Turkish state-run Anadolu News Agency reports the new plan intends to expand a ceasefire in the city of Aleppo but does not include terror groups. Turkey's foreign minister, quoted by Reuters, says Ankara has not changed its disapproval of President Bashar al-Assad staying in power. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, Turkey's foreign minister, told reporters while attending an award ceremony in Ankara, there are two texts ready on a solution in Syria. One is about a political resolution. The other is about a ceasefire. Last week, Russia, Iran, and Turkey adopted a declaration setting out the guidelines expected to be adhered behind any possible agreement on Syria. However, a Syrian rebel source who asked to remain anonymous told the French press agency that the opposition has not received any details of any new ceasefire deal, adding there was no agreement as of now. Russian trawlers crawling the Black Sea Wednesday found the second black box from a Syria-bound military plane that crashed over the weekend with 92 people on board. The discovery of the black box comes a day after rescuers found the primary in-flight recorder and should help provide vital clues as investigators try to work out what caused the fatal crash. The Soviet-era jet, whose passengers included more than 60 members of the internationally renowned Red Army Music Troop, was heading to Russia's military airbase in Syria Sunday when it went down off the coast of Sochi shortly after takeoff from a refueling stop at that airport. Russia's FSB security service has said it's looking into four main suspected causes: pilot error, technical failure, faulty fuel, and a foreign object in the engine. An Iranian general said Wednesday that his country's air defenses have warned off several fighter jets and drones during an ongoing military drill. General Abbas Farajpour was quoted as saying by the semi-official Tasnim news agency, in the past 3 days of military drills, the air defense has given warnings to 12 aircraft of trans-regional countries to stay away from this country's airspace. The report says the aircraft did include U.S. fighter jets and drones. Calls to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, rang unanswered Wednesday. In recent months, the Fifth Fleet has complained about interactions with Iran's military at sea and in the air. A strong earthquake struck northeast of Tokyo late Wednesday. No fear of a tsunami, we are told. Japan's meteorological agency put the magnitude of the quake at 6.3, the U.S. Geological Survey at 5.9.
That's the latest world news from VOA.